I don't have the time or the effort or the interest to go find the good movies.
All right, and this is where the Underwatchables come in. Your fearless hosts of the Undebeatables, Joey Gufreda, does not see movies.
He doesn't watch movies.
Doesn't watch movies.
I don't watch a lot of movies.
You should have a strong preference for Bollywood.
Does not see movies.
He doesn't watch movies.
Doesn't watch movies.
Movies is the new reading, Joey.
Ooh.
Welcome, Pacer fans. You are listening to The Undebeatables, a.k.a. The Underwatchables. That's right. It's the dog days of the NBA season. We have nothing to talk about. So instead, we're going to talk about Star Wars.
The cultural phenomenon.
And to help me do that this week, I am your host, Jason Triplett, a.k.a. The Doctor, from wintry and cold Washington, D.C. And joining me to talk about this are two of my good friends. One's a movie fan and one is a movie hater. First, the movie fan, John Coulson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
What is up, Pacer Nation? If you are a Pacer fan that just turned this on thinking we're going to talk about the Pacers and haven't yet seen Star Wars, you are probably the only person you know that hasn't seen Star Wars. As of recording, Star Wars has currently made $686 million, putting it second all-time of domestic movies, just behind Avatar, and it was in shooting distance of that, and it's only been open a few weeks. So go out and see it, but turn this off, because there will be a ton of spoilers. If you haven't seen it, we will talk about everything. You should not listen to this. Just go watch the movie like everybody else has.
That's right. Agreed. So this has served as your spoiler alert. And I was talking to people at a bar a couple weeks ago, and if we as a society could collectively put together our minds and efforts the way that we have for giving people spoiler alerts about Star Wars, we could accomplish anything in this world.
That is true. It's been really successful that
people are very conscientious about this.
They are. I was talking about it at a bar. I was like talking quietly, making sure nobody around me didn't want anybody to hear. Yeah, and you know, on the internet, it's everything. Spoiler alert. So we will do our job the same way. Be a part of this cultural phenomenon and not give it away. For God's sake, turn it off if you haven't seen it. Turn off the pod. Go watch the movie.
Okay, so that's John Coulson. He loves movies.
He loves Star Wars.
The other guy we're talking to is Joey Gufreda, who longtime listeners will know, not a fan of the movies. Joey Gufreda from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Spoiler alert, I've never seen Avatar either.
You're one of the five people.
That's right.
Great.
Underwatchables 4 might be Avatar. You never know.
I know that there's some blue people and there's Unobtainium, which apparently they couldn't find a writer to name anything in the movie.
Nope.
Maybe Avatar 2, with all the money they made, they can hire a writer.
Yeah. Perhaps.
But I saw the Star Wars. That is to say, I seen it.
That's what brings us here today. So typically the way we format this show is that Joey hates movies, and so we will go see a movie. But the last summer we did Terminator, and Jurassic World, and we enjoyed one of those two movies, and then we try to recap it and hopefully convince Joey that it's a fun enough experience that he should go do it. But now this time, Joey preempted us and has already seen The Force Awakens,
unprompted.
So we're gonna change the format a bit, and we're gonna do the curmudgeon-y stuff in reverse. So we're gonna start where Joey's got a list of things, four items. You said four.
But I tell you what, I got a lot of feelings about these things. So it'll
keep going. And so we're gonna go through these things, and Joey's gonna express his concerns, And
yeah, we're going to talk him out of him, ideally.
And in theory, we're going to rebut these arguments.
Yeah, and then he's going to go see it a second time in a whole new light, probably.
That's right. All right, Joey, kick us off. What you got?
Turns out I already saw this movie. Back when it was originally made. It was a fine movie back then. But most of the plot points, most of the characters, most of the actual shots of the movie had already been done.
Mm. Mm.
Why did they do that?
Well, are you referring to The Matrix? What's the movie that they made?
It would be Star Wars.
Star Wars.
A New Hope.
Episode 4.
Wow. Why would they do that?
Yeah, I agree. So the basic elements are all there, right? There's a resistance, there's a rebellion, right?
Right.
That's being clamped down by the Empire, this right. shady, evil force. And what they've done is they've invented a killing machine. In this case, a death. In episode 4 and episode 6, it was a Death Star. And now in episode 7, it's a death planet, I guess. It's just a bigger Death Star.
So not only has Joey seen this movie once, he's seen it twice before this movie. there's also an orphan on a desert planet.
Right.
That gets caught up.
Desert planet.
Yeah, that gets caught up in the excitement.
That somehow has the Force, but doesn't know that they have the Force.
Right. So that's the same. Joey, I want to rebut this, but this is one of my problems with it as well. I feel like I can't remember what they called it. It wasn't the Death Star, but it's the Death Galaxy. It's bigger and badder. It doesn't just kill one planet. It kills an entire solar system. It has to suck up the energy of the sun to make that happen. But I really felt like this entire storyline could have happened without that. It was sort of ancillary and really easy to destroy in retrospect, and lacked the drama I thought of the original Star Wars, because we'd seen it two previous times.
That's right. And there's the exact same scenes where they obtain a map of the Death Star or Death World, whatever we're calling this thing, and they're plotting on how to do it, and there's a reactor chute that they can go down in their X-Wing fighters and blow it up from the inside out, which is exactly the same way that you blow up the Death Star. I will argue in favor of this strategy by J.J. Abrams, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I love Star Wars. So if you're just gonna give me the same movie again, but with like slightly different characters, better special effects, but still classically shot, I'm all in. I'm all in for that. And what I think it does is the purpose of this movie was to just re-engage the fan base, right? And make people believe that you could make a watchable Star Wars movie again. And then now, building from this, you have sort of new evil characters and a new sort of, you know, there's now a female lead character, Rey, played by Daisy Ridley, who does a fantastic job. There's a defector from the evil empire. I'm forgetting his character's name.
Finn. Because
right.
He was like...
Because he just had a number.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a new wrinkle. We didn't have defectors before, right?
Fantastic. I would like to, before we get too far into this, say that I really enjoyed the new characters. I thought both Rey and Finn and Poe and Kylo Ren, the bad guy, the new young Star Wars actors were all excellent and compelling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really liked the relationship between Rey and Finn. I thought they had a nice comedic and... also chemistry going for them, and really enjoyed that. I thought that as a fan of a new movie, understanding that they're bringing, you know, clearly we're all there to see Han Solo, but I thought they did a nice job with these new characters. I'm now invested in these people. So shout out to the new characters.
So take that, Joey.
I don't know. If I wanted to see this movie, I would have just popped in episode 4. You can go buy it right now. It's on sale on iTunes.
Actually, I would like to rebut that. You can't actually buy episode 4, A New Hope, because George Lucas remastered it and put in a bunch of crappy CGI and screwed it up, and you can't actually see the original anymore. So
is that right?
Yeah.
You can't find the original.
You cannot.
They don't call it pressings.
On VHS, if you buy it on like eBay or something, but you cannot buy it at a store, and it is not on DVD or on the internet at all. So, in fact,
so we're forced to watch that crappy scene where Han Solo steps on Jabba the Hutt's tail.
Yeah, and where they're. Yeah, exactly. And it's awful. And. So you can't watch the original anymore, Joey. Also, I think, to what Jason was saying, the fans, I think, were disheartened when stuff like that happened. And as well as, say, episode 1, 2, and 3, which lacked some of the heart of the originals. They were slicker. They were sort of playing around with CGI instead of creating characters. It was... I don't know. I don't know if I needed to see Yoda flipping around with a lightsaber. It was pretty cool, but I'm not sure I needed to see it. So
it wasn't that cool.
Exactly. It kind of ruined it a little bit for me. So also midichlorians. Come on, man.
Well, let's just not even discuss it. Let's focus on the positives.
Okay. Good.
We have a
The point is, you've got fans that are disheartened, and now J.J. brings in something that is eerily similar to episode 1, but I think he played it safe.
4, my friend.
But yeah, 4. Yeah, episode 4, the first episode, you're correct. Episode 4.
But Joey,
he hit a home run, I think, by playing it safe.
Right. And history repeats itself, so it was likely that a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away...
It was 30 years later.
Yeah, but what are we doing now? We're doing the same things in 2015 that we were doing in 1985, right?
It was 1977.
No, I know, but my argument is that in real life, history often repeats itself, right? Oh. So evil empires are going to do things like, build a bigger weapon and kill this rebellion in this way. And like, so things, history is cyclical. So like, it's not that far-fetched to me that the Force is constantly under attack by these evil empire. And they're constantly having to foster young Jedis that have been stashed on lonely planets only to emerge at just the right time.
And I would also make an argument that the original trilogy, 4, 5, and 6, was a family saga, and to continue that in a next generation just makes logical sense as well. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you think this should be called Star Wars The Next Generation?
Yes, potentially.
I think that's been done before. Okay, fine. All right, your point is taken. It's the same movie over again, and we're fine with that.
Yeah, we are totally fine with that. It was super awesome.
I had that thought to myself in the movie, like a half an hour in. I was like, this is the same movie.
Yeah.
I am so happy about this. Okay, go ahead. Point number 2.
I didn't think there was much exposition. The stuff was just happening. There's all... There's clearly a larger story going on, but you're never going to get enough information to understand motivations or why characters are doing anything. People just do things. You don't know much backstory on Rey, the orphan. Just things just happen, and people are making decisions, and it just you don't seem to know why they're doing that.
Okay, well,
I think some of that is intentional.
Yeah,
right. I think Rey, especially her backstory, is intentionally left vague so that you're curious about what is driving her. Who is her father? Who are her parents? Who is she waiting for on this crazy lonely desert island where she has to live in an empty spaceship and go and steal parts from a wrecked Imperial cruiser to trade for rations in a barter-like economy with some weird alien guy? Even though we can travel at the speed of light, and we're still in a barter economy.
That was really well described. Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you that there are a ton of plot holes in this, Joey. But knowing everybody's backstory, I think, is part of the failing of this initiative. So Disney bought Star Wars from George Lucas, and they are going to create a Star Wars universe. And so that begins with this movie, and this trilogy clearly will be the flagship, but they're going to place a bunch of movies around this that explain some of those things. That stuff was done intentionally so they can stick movies in there to explain this shit for you.
So it's all to take more of your money, Joey.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if it's going to make more sense later, then I guess that's fine. But that's the issue that I have with so many other movies, other TV series. I just won't watch any long-running TV series that has a plot that's important to the show. I just won't watch it until it's over and I get a critical approval, essentially, to watch later. Because I watched a little show from some guy named J.J. Abrams called Lost, which didn't make a lick sense.
No, touche, my friend, touche. Sure.
And I kept seeing that man's name all over the beginning and the end of the film, and it gives me a little concern that it's just going to be a bunch of things that don't make sense to me.
Well, so here's the counterpoint that I would make, right, is that what made episodes 4, 5, and 6 really work is that they're adventure stories, right? It's a family saga, but really it's an adventure story. There's a thing, there's an impending doom that they have to deal with, right? And so that moves the action forward. And that's what happens in this movie, right? Like, things just have to move because shit's going to get blown up, right? Ooh. And granted, you want more sort of background and you could write it in a better way such that things are motivated and there's clear plot holes, like they steal the Millennium Falcon and just so happen to run into the sector of the universe that Han Solo's ship is in. Like, what are the chances of that?
He said he tracked them.
Oh, okay. I missed that. So there's subtle lines, right?
Yeah.
But then, so, and the problem with these, with making movies where the backstories are much more clear and motivations are better outlined is you get episodes 1, 2, and 3, which are
right.
boring
as hell.
Drab, not cool things. Like, I was fine with it being an adventure story and just that things had to keep moving along.
Well, and I think that's what, honestly, what people like about it, right? Like, you're just dropped into a universe, you know, and they're not going to sit around and tell you why they're doing stuff. They're just doing it and you're watching it, right? And that's kind of what worked in the first, 4, 5, and 6, and I think works in this movie too. Were there tons of questions that I had and things that I thought that fell through the cracks? Yes. But I still was kind of okay with it.
So, Joey, what was your biggest, like, sort of plot hole, I guess, or thing that you wanted the most out of it, like, motivation-wise for a character or something?
Well, I mean, I think basically Rey was one of those. We're just kind of a lot of the things she did didn't make logical sense to me. But, I understand, like, I get it. It's a venture story. You're there to have fun. There's something, you know, that they're fighting against and you're trying to get there. But when I think there's decisions made that, that sort of run counter to that, like to getting there, one was, so what's the Kylo Ren, is that what it is?
Yeah. Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren.
A.K.A. Ben Solo.
Ben Solo. You know, we don't know much about him. And clearly, you know, there's some dialogue from his parents about him. And then he just stabs his dad in the gut. Also, I think I saw a scene with the confrontation of a father and a son on a bridge in another movie. Why would they just keep doing that?
Because it's great. I think it makes for great drama, right?
Sure. I mean, I guess, yes. But
come on, there's that great scene. I mean, that scene's great where he's like, he's dying and he's holding his, right, he grabs the side of his son's face. Like, it was beautiful, Joey.
No, I know. But I'm saying that the fact that they essentially redid the scene,
But see, again, it's opposite though, right? Because Darth Vader was a character that was originally a Jedi and on the side of light and turn to the dark side, whereas Kylo Ren apparently was kind of always on the dark side. It kind of destroyed Luke Skywalker's whole attempt at training him, and then now seems to be battling the light. He's kind of having a crisis.
Oh yeah, he's like meditating.
Yeah,
he like has a shrine to Darth Vader's mask.
Right,
he's like, dude, I'm being tempted by the light.
Right,
steer me in the right direction.
Right, which is cool. I think that is like slightly opposite, which I think is cool.
Yeah, I think it's totally cool. I think it's like because so what do we know? I agree. We also don't know a ton about Kylo Ren's background, and I think that's also intentionally left vague.
Right,
because that's going to be resolved. And here's my theory. My theory is that Kylo Ren and Rey are twins.
Well, okay.
And they are the twins of...
Why not, right?
Because we've seen that before, right?
We've seen
this story before. So it's
I think I
be,
said...
But to, why would... Okay, but why would Han Solo and Leia not know that they had a daughter?
Do we know that they don't know that they have a daughter? They just don't know that Rey is that daughter.
Okay. All right. Fair. That's fair enough.
And there's no... I mean, and there is some sort of unspoken connection, I would argue, between Leia and Rey when they first meet.
And Han Solo and Rey as well. Like, he's like, you know, Chewie likes you, whatever. He offers her the job and stuff. Like, clearly right away takes to her.
And she's like, you know, he's like the father I never had.
Or right.
At some point. Yeah, I
maybe
don't know.
He is the father she never had.
Right. Well, because my theory is that the alternate theory is that she's Luke's daughter somehow.
But wouldn't they have mentioned that to her? This was my issue. Like, wouldn't they be like, hey, okay, so at the end of this movie, right, they're like, Leia's been looking for Luke for, like, you know, 20 years or whatever. And
nobody knows where Luke is.
Right. Can't find him at all. And it's super important to the Resistance to find him. Also, it's Leia's brother. And she's like, yeah, we'll just put Chewie and this random girl we just met on the Millennium Falcon and let her go find him. Like, that's right. Just like completely, unless you're like, okay, this is Luke's daughter. But then wouldn't you give her a heads up and be like, hey, why don't you go find your dad? Like, I don't
know. Why wouldn't they send Poe to do this job?
It exactly.
Seems to be the more capable. Clearly is totally down with the rebellion, right?
Because
Rey, we don't know. She happened to do some cool things, but...
Well,
And she clearly... The Force has awakened.
Way too cool of things. This was my main problem with the entire movie, is she is way too powerful, like, right away. Like, she's beating the shit out of Kylo Ren, who's had some training, and she's never had any training whatsoever, and she's just, like, destroying him. Like she, without anything whatsoever, has anybody ever told her that she can use a Jedi mind trick, and yet she totally uses it? Like, I don't know. Like, she just seemed way too comfortable with the Force way too early. You know?
Agreed.
Like, in the original Star Wars, like, Luke was not very good. You know? It took him time to train to get any good. You know, in this one, she's doing these massive, you know, lightsaber battles with somebody who's been maybe not a full... Jedi or a full Sith or whatever Kylo Ren is, but you know, at least has had more training.
Maybe she's a bit more of a badass. Like, she's been living on her own, right? As far as we can tell, like, doing badass things, like fighting off dudes in the market that try to steal her stuff. And,
right,
like,
that's true. They do show her as a badass.
She's like on her own. She's a self-made woman.
No, I agree with that. But
so
man,
she
was
how
really
to do
good
things
with the
more.
Force.
Whereas Luke was just some farm guy. That knew how to, you know, fix, you know, water coolers or whatever the hell he did.
And he was
on
a good
Tatooine,
pilot,
right?
Apparently.
And he had his uncle there. His uncle and aunt were basically, you know, I mean, not that he had a cushy life, but he wasn't, like, having to fend for himself, it didn't seem like.
Right.
Okay. I don't know.
Right.
I mean,
no, that's
I agree that it's a stretch, for
right.
sure.
Right.
But let's give Rey some credit, man. She's a badass.
No, she's a badass. I loved her, but I just wanted her to, like, you know, not be that powerful yet, like, before you get, like, somebody to show you what you do, like,
sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
Well, here's my theory on that, is they ran out of screen time because they had to retell the old story, so they didn't get to show the training scenes.
Gotcha.
Yep.
That's fair.
It almost seemed, at times, like, this movie was just a vehicle to tell the same story, like I said, But then you get to just basically you get to bring the old people back. So the people our age, you know, who watched the movies when we were younger, we get excited that all our old heroes are back on the screen. I don't know. Han Solo looked old. I'm going to say it, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's 30 years later. It's 30 years since the first Star Wars.
So I would say that this is exactly why I wanted this movie. Like, I thought they did a fantastic job creating new characters and investing me in the next two movies because I care about these new characters. But if they had done a terrible job at that, if I had given two shits about Rey and Finn and Poe and the rest of them, I still would have put my money down just to see Han Solo again. I would have done it, and they know what they're doing, and I'm glad they were there. That's fantastic. That's what I want as a fan, you know? And you can't tell me that you weren't excited when Finn and Rey got in the Millennium Falcon for the first time and take that out for a, you know, joyride when they're running away from the Empire. Like, that shit was so fun. Like, I was just giddy. Like, that's the nostalgia comes back. And, I mean, that's why I gave him my $13 or whatever it was.
You got off cheap. Well done.
No, there was a fun, you know, chase scene.
So what your issue is, why even bring the old people back?
Yeah, I mean, if they're looking to start fresh and do all this stuff, you know, anew. If they're building a new world.
Whole new universe, right. There's an article that I'm going to link to from Wired that's called "You Won't Live to See the Final Star Wars Movie." I mean, basically, they're just going to do these things forever. It's a great article.
Is that a threat?
Potentially, but I mean, yeah, basically you're right. They're basically relaunching this thing, and the old series maybe.
Well, but I think that they had to stay tied to, it's not as if they could jump, say, 100 years later or something, right?
They could do whatever they want. It's the new.
No, but I mean, sure, they could, right? But the entire series is built over the Skywalker family, right?
Yeah, true.
Like, so episodes 4, 5, and 6 is Luke's sort of coming of age as a Jedi. And then the prequels are all how his dad, Darth Vader, became Darth Vader, right?
Sure.
So it's all about the family. It's like John said, it's a family saga, right? So we can't just jump. I mean, I guess you could jump
their great 100
years later and it'd be Luke Skywalker's grandkids or something, but you're less invested in that.
So you're saying now this one, to follow that vein, would be the younger son or daughter.
Well, it's Darth Vader's grandkids, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Ben Solo
we know is one.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
So we're going to see their coming of age story.
That's right.
We assume. So, okay. I see that.
Oh, good. We talked you off.
But so this is the passing. So maybe this movie is the passing of the torch.
Well, without a doubt, they killed off Han Solo. I mean, like, they, it's not like they're going to keep running movies off the old characters.
That's right. Yeah.
So you Coulson, you mentioned that they're going to build a new universe out of this. So I think I heard some stuff. Maybe there's going to be sort of standalone movies in between, like to fill in certain timelines, and I'm assuming animated series and comic books and video games and tattoos.
Right, so there's a really weird moment. It was kind of a comic moment where C-3PO shows up and he's got a red arm and he keeps being like, oh, you probably didn't recognize me because I'm wearing a red arm. And it doesn't make any sense, but they're going to do an animated series with, you know, C-3PO and R2-D2, and they're going to explain why he has a red arm. Now, am I going to watch that? Probably not, but it allows them to have...
They'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Yeah, because of all the characters that I'm really invested in, it's C-3PO.
Well, no, so like, I'm saying, like, you...
I care the least about
that. That's not geared towards you, but someone's going to watch that, and that'll be explained. But now I have to watch a movie...
It sounds like a children's book, like...
That's what I'm saying.
Got his red arm.
Now I've got to watch a movie where that thing's there and unexplained, because they're going to do some spin-off. That's frustrating. I'm with you.
Well, but that's okay. But think about all the action figures that they're going to sell that have the red arm.
Well, they'll have the one without the red arm, and they'll have the one with the red arm.
You have to have both. And you have to have the bed sheets. that have the red arm, and you have to have the bed sheets that have the regular arm.
Like, right.
There's lots of merchandise in here.
Are we going to get the Chinese knockoff with the maroon arm?
Probably. Yeah. It'll be called Star Wars, W-E-R-S or something.
Leave it in the packaging. It'll be worth money someday. Oh, speaking of that, I was just putting away the Christmas decorations and came across my collection of Muscle Men. Do you guys remember this? These were back in the 80s.
Little peach guys?
Yeah, little peach figurines. I am selling them for $10 a pop. If anybody wants to get on eBay, actually just text me. We can skip the whole eBay thing. I'm assuming they're worth a bunch of money.
Are they in the package?
No. They're in a Ziploc bag.
You will never sell those things for $10.
They're in a Ziploc bag. No. I got on eBay, and the claw, which I have, was going for $75. But it was the red claw, and I have the peach claw. So I'm assuming that that's a problem. But still... That somebody was willing to pay $75 for a little bitty crappy figurine.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody was willing to pay that amount of money. That was the price that the buyer set.
But why did that person think that it was worth $75?
They might have a deluded sense of self.
Anyway, I'm happy to sell them for whatever price you're willing to pay. Just text us here at Undebeatables.
Don't text anybody. Tweet at... John Cole, what is it? Don't even tweet it. Undebeatables. I want to deal with
it. Hashtag Muscle Men.
Just go to our website and
do not search for that hashtag, John. You're not going to like what you find.
Oh dear. Oh, I'm really looking forward to the hashtag Muscle Men now.
Okay, so do you have any other? I'm sure that Colson has some weird theory about it all. Like, what is your theory on Rey and her origins? What is... Because there's this scene, I guess, that's the most confusing scene in the movie where they're at this... They go another scene that they steal, right, from the original Star Wars is they go to this planet and they go to this bar where there's, like, all these aliens.
Right, it's the same.
It's the same cantina. What was the name of that cantina?
Mos Eisley?
Mos Eisley cantina.
Mos Eisley, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's this crazy... alien woman that somehow has Luke Skywalker's lightsaber.
We don't know how.
Stashed away in a box down in the basement. And somehow Rey stumbles upon it, and when she opens the box, this flood of memories / premonitions go across. It's like a 3-second span, and so much stuff happens there that's so confusing. That it's like the key to everything.
Right,
so,
worst part of the movie, and I feel like they just ran out of time, or... Why does she even need the lightsaber? I don't know. There's a ton of reasons why that was silly.
Yep.
But yeah, so I don't know why they did any of that. The little red character, and I'm sure she has a name, but... and she's super important. I'm assuming she survived, but I don't know why she has the lightsaber, and I suppose I'm supposed to worry about that in the next movie. But is there just going to be a ton of exposition or a bunch of flashbacks in the next movie to explain all the plot holes in the first one?
Well, friend, welcome to J.J. Abrams' universe, where they keep introducing new things that they don't explain, and then they never tell you about them. So let me ask 4 questions. I'll answer 2, and go watch the next one. Okay. Forever.
Well, luckily, I think J.J. Abrams is not involved with the next two.
I think
he's not directing.
I think he's producing.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. All right. That's right.
Did you get through your list? Did you get through everything?
That's a lot of it. My other sort of beef was, and I guess this is part of being a young Dark Lord, but Kylo Ren, when he just like will just slash a room up. With his sword, his anger issues clearly, but I guess he grew up away from his father, with only a hologrammed in boss to guide him.
Right.
Watching young people, maybe it's because I don't have kids, but like watching young people like learn to control their emotions is like not exciting for me. That's why I actually stopped reading the Harry Potter series when Harry Potter I think like hit that stage of his life when he was just an irrational teenager, and I was like, you know what. I could go hang out in a mall if I wanted to deal with this.
Sure. That was one of the great, one of the best comic reliefs of the movie, though, was when Rey somehow Jedi mind tricks the stormtrooper to let her out of the chair or whatever.
Yeah.
And Kylo Ren goes into the room and he's like, "What? Where is she?" And he starts slashing up the room, and then they cut to the outside, the hallway. And there's two stormtroopers that are like coming in, and they were gonna go into the room or whatever, and they just hear Kylo Ren going crazy, and they just turn around.
Oh,
that's a great moment. Yeah, I loved it. But I also appreciate it in the sense that like Darth Vader would just like sort of like mind choke people when he got angry, and instead mm-hmm. like Kylo Ren was acting out and slashing stuff. Like
he's younger. I agree. Yeah, I agree.
I thought it was an interesting distinction and kind of fun.
I did like Jason.
I wasn't mad at that.
My other thing that I did think was funny was very early in the movie, the pilot, Poe, is captured, and they sort of bring him, Kylo Ren, sort of brings him in front of him, and this interrogation is going to start, but no one's talking, and it sort of sort of bypasses the, you know, the good guy, bad guy capture dialogue, and kind of teases around that. It's like, do I start talking? Do you go first?
Like, yeah, that's great.
That was funny. Who was the old man at the very beginning?
So you make a great point, and this is the other thing. This guy seemed to be important. He somehow has the map to Luke Skywalker. He seems to know Leia, and is this guy a Jedi? Don't know. They got a legitimate actor for this guy. He's in the movie for 4 minutes, and then it's over.
He gone.
Are we going to get a movie about him? Like, what's going on? Like, does it matter? Like, why? Are we just dropping ourselves into this universe and this guy was important and handing off important information? You know? I don't know. Do I need to know? Maybe not.
No, you definitely don't need to know that information.
It's a need-to-know basis.
Would you like to know? Maybe.
And that's why they'll make a movie and I'll pay $13 to go see it.
Okay. And so here's my only other beef, and then we can end on this because it's the end of the movie. So they've blown up the giant Death Star, the Death Planet, and the rebellion still has things to do. There's still evil forces and whatnot, but they now have a completed map to where Luke Skywalker is because R2-D2 randomly woke up and they could fill out the map, right? And so they send, as you mentioned, Coulson, this random chick that they've known for a day and a half, and Chewbacca, who's got a bum arm.
Right. And R2-D2, who's been in hibernation for like 7 years or something like that. Or
that's right.
20 years.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
He's been in power save mode for for 30 years. So they send them off to go find Luke Skywalker. So they go along the map, presumably with no problems. They come to find him on this planet that's basically just, it's water and islands. It's like the Hawaiian Islands are all over the planet, basically. And Luke Skywalker, and then Rey gets off and hikes, 40 miles or something like that. Even though they have a spaceship, they could have just flown like to the spot.
Anyway. It was a nice moment.
Totally nice moment. And we find Luke Skywalker, and Luke Skywalker's just there on this what seems to be a desolate island in his little robe, just staring at the ocean. And in theory, he's been here for like 30 years. What the hell has he been doing there? How is he getting sustenance and food, and nobody knows where he is? He's just fishing?
Yeah, no,
he's living like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
How Yoda lived, like in, you got to go into hiding to stay away from the dark side or whatever.
Yeah, no, Yoda lived like in a forest where there's like animals and like stuff like that, and like plants. I could understand that you could like,
there was like greenery around on the, it was like,
it was mostly moss, it seemed to me. I don't know.
Well, Jason, this actually, this is another, I think this is kind of shameless. It's a product placement for an upcoming game. It's a Wii game, or the new Wii U. It's called Force Fishing, and you basically just stand on top of that rock and you just grab fish with the force. And then you eat them.
I think you just printed $1 billion, Joe.
Oh, that's a great idea.
All right, all right.
Well, no.
Because he had a school. Maybe we'll find out that he has a school of. He was training up young Jedis for a while.
Well, right? No, but he gave that up when Kylo Ren betrayed him.
Okay. He was like, one bad apple ruins the bunch.
Yeah, or there was some intimation that maybe Kylo Ren like killed all the other kids.
Oh yeah, yeah, game. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think
he destroyed the school. That's what they said, or something like that.
Yeah,
maybe he just I don't know, freaked out. And Luke concerned that he was going to make the same mistake that Obi-Wan made. You know, bailed. You know, so I mean that's understandable.
What was Obi-Wan's mistake?
He didn't train. He didn't train Anakin well enough to keep him from the dark side.
Probably should have kept teaching. So wouldn't Luke should have kept teaching?
Yeah, maybe. He had too much of Vader in him. That's what Leia said.
You know, I wanted to see some Yoda. I like Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda's dead, buddy.
Did he die?
Yeah, he died in Empire Strikes Back of old age.
Oh, he's yeah.
Just, he's 900 or something.
Luke, he died in that swamp, right?
There is another Skywalker.
Will you do the rest of the show like that?
I put my money down to see Luke Skywalker, and I had to wait until the last
variant.
And he didn't even say anything.
Nope.
So do you think he got full movie pay for the whole movie? How does that work? Do they get scale for minutes on screen?
I mean, he was probably at, you know, he probably hung out for quite a bit for just that shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So before we wrap this up, I do just, have there been, what's the, clearly this is a part of a larger piece. Is there another movie? There is another movie. When is it scheduled to come out? Is there a release date?
2017.
Yeah, 2017.
Is this
Christmas time, I would assume, again, right?
These are things we could find out.
Yeah, but let's just speculate wildly. That's what we do best. All right. Well, I think that wraps it up. I'm glad you went to see the movie, Joey. I'm sorry that it didn't.
Do you feel better after this conversation, Joey? Do you feel like...
I mean, some, yeah. I mean, honestly, you guys basically agree with me for some of these, but essentially, you agreed with me, but... You liked it and I didn't, you know? Like, I said it's the same movie. I think that's crappy. And Jason said it's the same movie. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
True.
So, to each their own. But,
And the plot, yeah. And you point out, you know, the plot holes. And I'm like, well, I think that just makes it more interesting. It's more mysterious.
I don't know. If they're going to fill that stuff in later, I'm cool with that. But, you know. That's a lot of these long running things. They keep promising things, and they don't follow through. I don't want to get hurt again. That's what I'm talking about.
It arrives May 26, 2017. So you're right, just a year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay.
And then I would assume that the movie after that would be a year and a half after that. So they'll get all three done in, you know, 3 years.
If they're going to bang these out, like, that's cool. So you do it in whatever. That time frame. You know, I'm assuming there's going to be animated series along with that. And yes, like every other imaginable.
Marketable.
Right.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your flame-resistant underwear. Or what is it? Children's pajamas. That's what... Do you know the
what is going on?
the pajamas. They made the pajamas when we were kids that were flammable. Like, they weren't supposed to be, but they were. Some of those were flammable.
Aren't all clothes flammable?
No. Like, more flammable than normal clothes.
Like running. If you got too much friction when you were running between your thighs, they might catch on.
No,
fire.
Like, if you caught a spark. Like, if you're wearing the shirt you're wearing right, you're wearing a nice Xavier sweatshirt right now.
Sure.
It would make maybe like a little
burst
hole.
Burst into flames.
Right. No.
I see.
It would make a little hole in it, but you wouldn't need to run or stop, drop, and roll. These would just catch on fire. You'd have open flame on your body, and these were children's pajamas.
And this is, was this specifically Star Wars pajamas, or
no,
just
I think that
all she, children's pajamas. We're like,
I don't know. It's amazing that we're still here.
Clothes makers were trying to thin the herd. Is what you're telling me.
No, it was, for a short period of time, I think there was some dangerous clothing.
Back in my day, we didn't have these fancy-dancy flame-retardant pajamas.
All right. Well, this weekend when you're sitting around in your onesie hoping not to catch on fire, you can find us. Check us out on Facebook. We are facebook.com/theunbeatables. We have a website, theunbeatables.com. We're on Twitter. You can, it's at Undebeatables. If you want to buy John Colson's Muscle Man, you can tweet at him. It's at John Cole, hashtag Muscle Man. Muscle Man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to capitalize muscle for me. I don't know if that matters. I don't know how Twitter works.
That doesn't matter. Of all the things.
The things that he's saying, just please disregard.
Just listen to Jason.
We do have t-shirts. We have really nice t-shirts that we still have way too many of. We should probably put those on sale. Like, tweet at us. We'll
actually
send you a
t-shirt. No, actually, let's do a contest. If anybody hashtags Muscleman, we will send you a free t-shirt. We should talk about this.
Tweet at the Undebeatables.
Yeah.
With the hashtag
Muscleman. Yeah. And we'll send you a free t-shirt.
And you will be entered into a drawing.
Yes, you'll be
a free t-shirt.
Yes. I'm glad we decide these things on the fly. That's a way better decision there. Yeah.
So we have some stock. We don't have enough for that.
Right. For our once always coach, Bobby Slick Leonard, who I'm sure saw Star Wars and loved it more than you, Joey. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
So I'm looking at lawsuits now from flammable pajamas.
Hashtag flammable PJ lawsuit.
This, I'm looking at one. This recall involves Clever Kids, and that's Clever with a K. Hmm. 100% Pima cotton pajama sets, sizes 2 through 8.
You know that Puma cotton? It's hard to get. I mean, Pumas are kind of endangered.
It's Pima, P-I-M-A. Pimas are more endangered. You never even heard of them before. Those are like the Chinese knockoffs of Pumas.
Guys, check out these sweet new Pimas.
Do not go camping with those, though.
Oh, goodness.
Roll, drop, and stop, you must. Pajamas, flammable.
It's a thing. Be careful what you wear to sleep.
It's good advice for everybody, no matter what. Napa
know-how. A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How.